101.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packard. The special counsel investigating President Biden's retention of classified documents found no intentional wrongdoing. But the president now defending himself against another accusation in the special counsel's report that he has a failing memory. ABC Chief Justice Correspondent Pierre Thomas.
Another factor in Heard's decision was Biden's inability to answer certain questions, apparently because he simply could not remember. He described Biden's memory as hazy, and that he might come across to a jury as, quote, sympathetic, well-meaning, elderly, a man with a poor memory.
In Ohio, a student's being hailed as a hero for helping stop a mass shooting at his school. His dad says despite threats on his son's life, his son did the right thing, told his dad, who told authorities about another student who allegedly planned that mass shooting. For the first time ever, a confirmed tornado has struck in Wisconsin during February. Experts say yesterday's record-high temperatures in the area helped the tornado form. This is ABC News. Chicago now looking to rein in discount stores.
The proposal, up for a vote next week, would ban dollar stores owned by the same company from opening within 1 mile of each other. Dozens of smaller cities and towns in the U.S. have already taken similar steps. The small box retailers have been under fire, accused of violating health and building codes. Stores in Chicago have racked up more than $600,000 in fines since 2017 for everything from overcharging customers and selling tobacco to minors, to selling expired infant formula and medicine.
That's ABC's Rhiannon Alley. In New York City, officials considering a ban on laundry detergent pods. Some members of the city council worried about plastic pollution. Satisfying your sweet tooth with some chocolate may leave you feeling a little sour when you pay. Global cocoa prices have nearly doubled, with crops worldwide coming up short. Candy makers Hershey and Cadbury warn higher prices could put a damper on demand. I'm Dave Packer, ABC News.
Could there be a better name? Auto Value Parts Stores. They aren't just about air fresheners or fuzzy dice. Auto Value Parts Stores are all about parts, auto parts, and advice. Pros who know auto parts with tons of tips when you need them the most. You want real value? Don't go to a place with a cute name. Go to Auto Value. Could there be a better name? I didn't think so. Your Auto Value Parts Store. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers says he might call for an independent investigation into recent deaths in Wisconsin state prisons. He told reporters in Darlington yesterday he's waiting for the results of Department of Corrections internal investigations into three deaths at Waupun. The daughter of one of the inmates is suing the state. President Biden and Donald Trump are tied in the latest Marquette poll at 49% each. In a five-way race, third party and independent candidates get 22%.
I think it reflects the broad dissatisfaction with both Trump and Biden as the matchup. And so people unhappy with that are expressing it by saying at this point they'd vote third party.
Poll director Charles Franklin on the Devil's Advocate show. The election is 9 months away. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
February 17th at 10 a.m., the Price County Chapter of Walleyes for Tomorrow invites you to a special event at the Barry Waymiller Center in Phillips on Highway F. Mike Arrowwood, State Director of Walleyes for Tomorrow, will speak on the ins and outs of starting a fish hatchery on your lake. You will learn the steps you need to take, the permits you need to obtain, and the training needed to be successful. Again, that is February 17th at 10 a.m. at the Barry Waymiller Center in Phillips.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
There are no funeral notices for today. The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel-Nimsgern Funeral Service of Phillips and Prentice. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
Want adventure but don't have the right stuff? Your boat club at BJ's Sports Shop on Highway 51 in Minocqua has you covered. They're the premier area retailer for renting snowshoes, cross-country skis, and fat tire bikes. And with apparel brands like Patagonia, Roxy, Helly Hansen, Smartwool, Telec, and Old Town, they'll get you covered from head to toe. So get up and get going to your boat club at BJ's Sports Shop, Minocqua's premier outdoor clothing and equipment retailer, located at 917 U.S. Highway 51 in Minocqua.
Want to start saving money today? Well, you're in luck. The 98Q Country Shopping Show is always available online at 98QCountry.com. There you can find local businesses such as nice restaurants or fun shops. Located in Phillips, Prentice, Park Falls, Minocqua, Mellon, and many other locations in the surrounding areas. Save money with 98Q Country today.
This weather update is sponsored by Hanson HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
A little light snow is possible this morning, although I do not expect much in the way of accumulation. After that, it is going to be cloudy and cooler with a high of 35 today. Wind will be west at 15 to 25. Tonight, cloudy, 21. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 30. On Sunday, partly cloudy with a high of 31. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 31.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Job. Next up, we have Samantha.
10 times better performance can make a big difference. Castrol Edge Motor Oil gives your engine 10 times better high temperature performance. Castrol Edge, better oil for maximum performance. Now through March 4th, get 5 quarts of Castrol Edge or Edge High Mileage Full Synthetic and an oil filter for $36.99, only at AutoZone.
Claim based on Sequence 3 H test versus API SP test limits.
Complete Rain Gutter Services has had their minds in the gutter for over 30 years. Visit CompleteRainGutters.com for a quote.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles, with an auto warranty about to expire, or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-736-2098. Now, drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-736-2098. That's 800-736-2098. What do you have to lose? Call 800-736-2098. Again, 800-736-2098.
The Bucks with another loss. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks slump continues. They lost at home to the Timberwolves, 129-105. Doc Rivers says his team was tired from their 5-game road trip. Rivers asked about the team trading for one of his former players on the 76ers, Patrick Beverley.
He is a very, very high IQ player, especially defensively and even offensively with his movement and stuff and setting picks. He's also an instigator. He's a big talker. Defensively, not meaning trash talk, meaning he talks on defense. And I think those are some of the things that we need.
The Bucks also traded Robin Lopez to the Sacramento Kings for a cash consideration. Robin showed up to the Bucks game reading a book. His twin brother, Brooke, back after missing 3 games, was asked if he spotted Robin in the seats in street clothes.
Did you notice Robin sitting courtside eating popcorn?
Yeah, he was there. He's found a way to show up somehow.
That's the Bucks' Brooke Lopez with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
And some other sports notes. Butternut
girls hosted a very young Bayfield team with a chance to get their own young players into the game. It was a 62-13 victory for the Butternut girls last night as Jersey Polinchek had 21, Caitlin Bebo, Lydia Wartko, and Kendra Pritzel each with 10 in the game. Butternut goes to 12-4 conference, and they are 16-5 overall. They'll host Drummond tonight, Friday night at 7:15. Other girls' action last night found the Edgar Wildcats topping Shawamigan 58-27. The Phillips girls, they beat Marathon last night at the Logger Camp 72-28. We'll have that game archived for you later this morning. Newman Catholic, they topped Prentice last night 49-46. It was the Stratford girls winning over Rib Lake 41-33. And also in other girls' action, Tomahawk beat Goodman Penbine 59-28. Cooper Mikulski had 10 points, and A.J. Morgan had 18 for the Shawamigan boys at home last night. But Edgar gets the Merriwood win as Edgar tops Shawamigan 58-43. Marcus Purdy chipped in 9, and Corbin Phelps chipped in 6 for the Shawamigan cause. The Spooner boys topped Ashland last night 51-41. And the Phillips boys get a road win, non-conference, over Wabino Leona, 59-56. Middle school girls volleyball, Lady Midget volleyball team. They traveled to Drummond last night. The B and C team combined for a 15-25 and 11-25 loss in their two sets. In the A squad, Butternut wins 25-22, lost 8-25, and then won the final one by a count of 15-11. High school action tonight. The number one team in the state in Division IV boys basketball will be visiting the Phillips Logger Camp tonight. We got a 7:15 tap for the Marathon Phillips boys game tonight. Team Seal Hockey will hit the road tonight as they will travel to take on Viroqua for a 7 o'clock start. And the best of luck to our Shawamigan Phillips and area wrestlers as they compete in regional wrestling tomorrow. Shawamigan and Phillips will be at Ladysmith with wrestling starting at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. And that's a look at your 98Q Country Sports.
So I have a daughter, and my daughter's name is Harper. So a lot of people ask, they're like, oh, did you name her after Harper Lee, the author of To Kill a Mockingbird? And, you know, I've never thought about an author a day in my life. So that never occurred to me. I mean, my middle name's Lee, and it just never crossed my mind. I love having a kid. I love kid when kids cry. It's just innocent. I love how innocent it is. They cry over a tag in their shirt. And, I mean, they're bald. Just, they don't like, it feels weird. And then, I mean, if you walk, you'd be like, is your house on fire? Like, I've never seen someone cry this much. It's over nothing. She's on her iPad a lot. You know, that's the hard part. You got to get these kids off. You don't want technology all the time. She just sits there on her iPad. She wants to be a YouTuber, which as a comedian makes me furious. She watches all these kid YouTube videos, and now she makes her own videos. It's just her sitting there going, hey guys, what's going on? Click the links below, subscribe, leave a comment. None of this is anywhere but my phone. I got 90 hours of this, not on YouTube. Me and her mom are the only subscribers.
Hello, everybody, it's Friday.
We'll knock off now and take the next 2 days off, how's that?
And the Grammy goes to
the weekend.
Sunday, as you know, the Super Bowl is happening. The Kansas City Chiefs are playing the San Francisco 49ers.
Football!
Everyone can get extra wasted this weekend.
Give me a hell yeah!
The Super Bowl.
hours of nonstop, action-packed commercials. And somehow they squeeze a football game in there, too.
98Q Country.
I got that real good, feel good stuff. Up under the seat of my big black jacked up truck. Rolling on 35s, pretty girl by my side. You got that sun tan skirt and boots. Waiting on you to look my way and scoot. Your little hot self over here, girl, hand me another beer, yeah. Just up a little catfish dinner. Gonna sound like a winner when I lay you down and love you right. Yeah, that's my kind of night. Might sit down on my diamond plate tailgate. Put in my country ride, hip hop mixtape. Little Conway, little T-Pain. Might just make it rain. Hang your t-shirt on the rim. Hit that bank and we can ease on in. Soak us up a little moonlight. You know I know what you like, yeah. All them other boys wanna line you up and take you downtown. But you look like the kind that likes to take it way out. Out where the cornrows grow, roll, roll my boat. Floating down the Flint River, catch yourself.
98Q Country. Today's favorites and yesterday's classics.
He had hard work caked on his overalls, sweat on his neck, chow in his jaw, and a stranger pulled up and met him outside his barn. Said, sir, I don't know if you ever would, but I built houses and neighborhoods, and I was wondering if you'd ever want to sell your farm. With his old dog barking and running around, he paused for a second, spit on the ground, and kicked a little gravel, looked down and said, this is my day.
Come on.
Chase Rice. Let's roll. My 98Q Country, ready, set, let's roll, actually. So can't just roll, we got a ready, set first. 728, how you doing? Friday morning, the 8th of February, Joel here and you there, and we're giving away $25 gift certificates for area businesses in our throwing snowballs. We're throwing snowballs is what we're doing. It's confusing because I feel like we should be out there mowing the lawn instead of throwing snowballs, although this morning looks a little bit more like at least like fall anyway out there. At least we covered up the brown grass anyway. And it's pretty much going to be about it. We're not expecting any significant accumulation. Lots of news in the last day or so. The Bucks have pulled off a trade. Patrick Beverley, he likes to bounce around to a lot of different teams. He's an interesting character. He is a defensive specialist. He's a smart player. He's very emotional. So we'll see what he brings to the Bucks. He's played, I guess, with Doc Rivers before, or for Doc Rivers, rather. What was bizarre about last night's game is that they traded Robin Lopez. Of course, Robin and his brother, Brooke, on the team. Well, Robin got traded. So last night, Robin Lopez, who was traded already, shows up to the game. And he's sitting, down courtside, and he's reading a book. And I'm not sure if he read the book during the game or if it was pregame or what was going on there. it was just kind of bizarre. I don't know if he was doing it to protest the trade or just not showing interest in the game or what was going on there. There's weird things going on with the Bucks right now. I think they should have just left it alone. I think they just should have let Budenholzer just stay in. I think there's something going on there. We'll talk with Mike Clemens this morning. We're going to talk more Super Bowl than we are Bucks. We might touch on the Bucks, but Mike Clemens, our guy, is in Vegas, and he's running around and trying to make sure he can get through security checkpoints. He'll join us at 9 o'clock here this morning. We have an Amber Alert out right now. We have 4 Native American children from the Green Bay area who are currently unaccounted for. We have a 7-year-old, a 6-year-old, a 4-year-old, I believe, yes, and a 1-year-old. Last seen, they're missing from Green Bay. Unknown clothing description, law enforcement authorities believe the children may be in the company of Deanna M. Ward, age 34, female, possibly. They can travel, obviously. So even though it's Green Bay, it's a statewide child abduction emergency is what it's officially called. Well, right up the street here from our 98Q studios, you got a great local business. I'm talking about Park Falls BP right next to McDonald's. You need your coffee, you need your fuel, you need maybe a little something to mix in for the weekend for your Super Bowl get-together. You stop on into your local Park Falls BP right next to McDonald's, right on Highway 13. All right. Super Bowl Sunday looming on Sunday. I'm not into it. I'll have the game on. I don't really care who wins. This doesn't do much for me. The 49er fans, they've had success, and not recently, but the Chiefs, they've had their successes too. So it's one of those Super Bowls for me that it's just like we'll just tune in just to see. My wife asked me the other day what I want, what we'd like to have to eat during the Super Bowl. So that was my highest point of interest right there of the of the Super Bowl. Got to have some pizza, right? This Sunday, they're announcing the pairings for the WIAA girls basketball tournament. It's pretty cool. They actually do a live show on this now, 11 o'clock on Sunday morning. The program is streamed live on the WIAA State Television Network. So you can go to WIAAWI.org, I believe. It's on the WIAA State Television Network stations. Not sure exactly what that means, but you go to the WIAA website. I'm sure they can meander in there and find that if that is of interest to you. The Drift Splitters Snowmobile Club is having their annual fundraiser event this coming Saturday, tomorrow from 10 to 3. They're hoping to have snow with this, of course. But you can come by an ATV or come by a car, whatever you want to do there. They got brats and beans and beverages. And this is the first event, 10 to 3. This is located out on N304 Steve Creek Road in Kennan on Snowmobile Trail number 80 South. So free will donations. There'll be raffle boards for the Drift Splitters Snowmobile Club for that event happening on Saturday. All right, so what do we got going on here today? The Bucks are back in action tonight as they'll host the Charlotte Hornets. Hopefully they can get things righted. What else this weekend? Wisconsin Badger men's basketball team is kind of reeling right now. They are. They've lost three in a row. Need to get things going. That's an early game tomorrow. It's like 10:30, I believe it is, or 11, 10:30, 11. It's a morning game tomorrow, so beware of that. See, Badger hockey is hosting Notre Dame this weekend, and the Bucks will be off. Most people just don't schedule stuff now on Super Bowl Sunday. They're like, not a good idea. It's always interesting to me to tune into the other stations that don't carry the Super Bowl leading up to it to see what they're up to. We like the Puppy Bowl, we like the Kitten Bowl, whatever that is. And usually the antithesis of football, if you haven't known already, is figure skating or gymnastics. Figure skating is a very popular one to put across from NFL games and the Super Bowl. Although with Taylor Swift now at the game, that might provide a little bit of a problem, but that is the obvious. Can I get the pay? But I'm not saying that to poke fun at anything or anybody. I'm just saying that that's what it is. A lot of times when there's NFL games going on, I think, well, what would the other networks put on a show that's highly successful? And I look over there, and there it is. So that's what's happening with that. Fifield American Legion, their annual Super Bowl breakfast is Sunday. Fifield American Legion Country Cafe's the host site, 8 to 1 on Saturday, on Sunday, rather, Super Bowl Sunday. All you can eat. All you can eat. What? $9. And children under 5 are free at the Country Cafe Fifield Sunday morning for breakfast. Let's get our news and sports update here on 98Q in the Morning Show at 7:36.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packard. The special counsel investigating President Biden's retention of classified documents found no intentional wrongdoing. But the president now defending himself against another accusation in the special counsel's report that he has a failing memory. ABC Chief Justice Correspondent Pierre Thomas.
Another factor in Heard's decision was Biden's inability to answer certain questions, apparently because he simply could not remember. He described Biden's memory as hazy, and that he might come across to a jury as, quote, sympathetic, well-meaning, elderly, a man with a poor memory.
In Ohio, a student's being hailed as a hero for helping stop a mass shooting at his school. His dad says despite threats on his son's life, his son did the right thing, told his dad, who told authorities about another student who allegedly planned that mass shooting. For the first time ever, a confirmed tornado has struck in Wisconsin during February. Experts say yesterday's record-high temperatures in the area helped the tornado form. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. 48% of Wisconsin voters say they're against a ban on abortions after the first 14 weeks of pregnancy. That's according to the latest Marquette poll. 45% tell the poll they're in favor. The poll finds 86% support for legalizing medical marijuana and 63% back legalizing marijuana in general. Congress seems no closer to addressing the large number of people seeking asylum in the United States. Immigration law expert Vina Eiler says misinformation about refugees' motives is making matters worse.
They're going to be just as desperate, and we're concerned about those folks trying to cross unsafely, being exploited.
Eiler says a southern border crackdown will make things more dangerous for people seeking asylum. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
The Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry is open every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at First Congregational Church in downtown Park Falls. Check out their Facebook page for updates and income guidelines. Want to volunteer? Stop down Saturday to inquire. That's every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at First Congregational Church in downtown Park Falls. The Lord's Cupboard, serving those in need in Price County and surrounding areas for over 15 years.
listening to local radio, 98Q Country. The Bucks lose again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks losing to the Minnesota Timberwolves, 129-105. Milwaukee's lost five of their last six games. Doc Rivers blaming it on the team's travel schedule.
You know, you come back from the trip we just came back from, you know, sleep patterns. And then I've never seen, just the flights that they had, a time change coming back, back-to-backs, insane. Having said that, no one feels sorry for you.
NFL Pro Football Hall of Fame announcing its new class of inductees, including two former Packers, Julius Peppers, and offensive lineman Steve McMichael. The Bears' Devin Hester also voted in. The Chiefs and former Packers' Marquez Valdez-Scantling says playing with Aaron Rodgers was a difference maker in his career.
Aaron is one of my closest friends, probably one of the best teammates I've ever played with in my entire life. I'm forever indebted to him. You know, him giving me this opportunity throughout my 4 years in Green Bay. He's a great teammate, great friend. Great leader. Love the guy to death.
That's the Chiefs MVS. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
In other sports notes, boys basketball last night, Spooner topped Ashland 51-41. Edgar beat the Shawamigan boys. The Shawamigan got 18 from senior A.J. Morgan and 10 from sophomore Cooper Mikulski, but that wasn't enough as Edgar wins on Shawamigan's home floor 58-43 last night. And the Phillips boys get a win on the road last night over Wabino Leona by a count of 59-56.
Better begins with the way we live life together, the way we help each other, and the way we inspire and encourage one another. At Aspirus Health, better begins with our dedication to providing expert care that improves lives, establishing healthy families and healthy communities, yours and ours, for a lifetime. Life is a journey, and we're here for you. Better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Shop can't-miss deals on appliances this President's Day at Lowe's. Right now, get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, save an extra $75 on every $750 you spend on all major appliances, like LG, America's most reliable line of home appliances. Shop in-store or online for more deals you can't beat. Lowe's knows savings. Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid through 228. Savings vary based on purchase amount. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Q Country.
May we all get to grow up in a red, white, and blue little town. Get a one-star hand-me-down Ford to try to fix up with some part-time cash.
The team.
CUCountry.com.
I only talk to God when I need a favor. And I only pray when I ain't got a prayer. So who the hell am I? Who the hell am I to expect a savior? Oh, if I
temperature. Just never know when you're going to randomly just see a lady beetle just walking across your desk or whatever. They're everywhere. And we're going to see temperatures in that 30-35 range here for the next several days. No more 40s for a while. A little bit of light snow to deal with this morning. So just be careful out there. It might be some surfaces that aren't quite warmer or warm enough from the warm weather we've had the last couple of weeks. Might be a little bit snow covered, but for the most part, we should be okay. Special tribute, if you love the country classics, you should be tuning into Rick Jackson's Country Classics every Sunday. The times vary a little bit due to other events and other games going on, but Sunday night from 6 to 9, we've got a special tribute to Toby Keith with Mr. Rick Jackson. So tune in Sunday night from 6 to 9 for that special event. Some good stuff. I'm looking at the song list. I got it right in front of me here. Toby, quite a few Toby songs. So that'll be fun. Sunday night from 6 until 9. Amber Alert continues for the state of Wisconsin. Actually, it is a child abduction emergency for Native American children. Apparently have been abducted, and the children were last seen in Green Bay. No clothing description is available, but they believe that the children may be in the company of Deanna Ward, age 34, female. So So just want to let you know about that. In case you see something suspicious going on in that area, you never know where people travel and such like that. All right, we're going to throw some snowballs. We'll do that after 8 o'clock. Do a shopping show today. I'm not sure who's going to be joining us. It'll be Big G or Gray or both or what's going to happen with that, but we will do a shopping show this morning, most likely in the 9 o'clock hour.
Celebrate Super Bowl weekend at Burgers Bar and Grill in Phillips. Start with Saturday's 2-for-1 happy hour from 3 to 5 p.m., then sink your teeth into a prime rib dinner cooked just the way you like it up to 9 p.m. On game day Sunday, claim your favorite seat for complimentary snacks and drink specials. We'll see you Super Bowl weekend at Burgers Bar and Grill on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin, next to A&W.
Pre-order your Super Bowl wings by calling 715-339-3456.
Moose Lodge 2661 in Phillips, Wisconsin is dedicated to supporting our local communities, Moose Heart and Moose Haven, and is a proud Logger United Booster Club sponsor.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency on earth, and if you owe back taxes, the news isn't good. The IRS is raising the interest rate it charges on unpaid taxes, and further rate hikes are expected. Most people don't know it, but the IRS adds interest charges to your tax debts daily. So if you owe the IRS today, you'll owe even more tomorrow. And it doesn't stop until you get right with the IRS. The good news is getting right can start with one phone call to Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax relief firm. Optima's tax professionals specialize in the Fresh Start Initiative, a powerful IRS program that can save you thousands if you qualify. In fact, the experts at Optima have resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients. Call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-624-7544. 800-624-7544. 800-624-7544.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Progressive asks, what do a middle school slumber party?
Let's stay up all night.
Yeah!
A sleep-deprived girl. An early morning paper route. And a poorly thrown rolled-up newspaper have in common?
Hey, my window!
They can become a fast-breaking news story.
Sorry, Mr. Thompson.
Bundle your home and auto with Progressive for great savings and round-the-clock protection.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba.
Please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
A little light snow is possible this morning, although I do not expect much in the way of accumulation. After that, it is going to be cloudy and cooler with a high of 35 today. Wind will be west at 15 to 25. Tonight, cloudy, 21. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 30. On Sunday, partly cloudy with a high of 31. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 31.
This time of year, cold beer, hot wings, and football.
98Q Country.
Hanging my hair, talking to the mirror, and they're
24.